R407C and R404A Field Guide, a combined field guide to two zeotropic HFC blends, R407C and R22 pressure alike often used in AC and R22 retrofits and R404A a low-temperature commercial refrigeration workhorse. Their Glide, Po Oil, A1 class, and why Glide changes how you charge and read them. From the Launch My HVAC Knowledge Base, what it is. R407C and R404A are both zeotropic HFC blends running on POE oil, both A1 non-toxic, non-flammable, and both with enough temperature glide that you have to respect the bubble/2-point distinction. They show up in different jobs. R407C has pressures close to R22, which made it a common R22 retrofit option and a refrigerant for some air conditioning and medium temperature equipment. Its glide is relatively large, roughly 9 to 10 degrees, so it's the textbook example of respect the glide. R404A was the low temperature commercial refrigeration workhorse for years, walk-in freezers, reach-ins, supermarket low temp racks. It has a small glide, low single digits. It carries a very high GWP and is being phased down hard in new commercial equipment, but there's a huge installed base. Grouping them makes sense because the skill is the same. These are POE blend refrigerants where you charge as liquid and read superheat/subcooling against the correct saturation point. The applications differ. The handling discipline is shared. How it works, both are blends, so both can fraction it if you charge vapor. The lighter components leave first and shift the composition, so you charge both as liquid, always. The difference that bites is glide size. R407C's large glide, about 9 to 10 degrees, means the bubble point and dew point are meaningfully different at the same pressure. You must use the right one. Superheat vapor side against the dew point, subcooling liquid side against the bubble point. Use the wrong reference and your numbers are off by most of the glide. This is the refrigerant that punishes sloppy glide habits. R404A small glide means bubble and dew are close together. You still charge as liquid and still technically reference dew for superheat/bubble for subcooling, but the spread is small. Both run POE oil hygroscopic, same moisture discipline as R410A. R407C's pressures sit close to R22, which is exactly why it was used to retrofit R22 systems, though even that requires following the retrofit procedure, often including an oil change to POE since the old system had mineral oil. R404A operates well at low evaporator temperatures, which is why it dominated commercial freezing applications. In the field, confirm which blend and select it on your gauges. R407C and R404A are different refrigerants with different PT data. Pick the right one. On a possibly retrofitted system, verify what's actually in it. Charge both as liquid. Invert the cylinder/use the liquid valve meter into a running low side so it flashes before the compressor. Use the correct reference for the math. This matters most on R407C. Superheat to dew point saturation vapor side. Subcooling to bubble point saturation liquid side. A digital gauge set to the refrigerant gives both. A glide blend PT chart lists both columns. Don't top off a badly leaked glide blend repeatedly. Each leak and vapor top off can shift composition worse on R407C. On a system that lost most of its charge, recover and weigh in a fresh full charge as liquid. R404 a commercial work. Respect the low temp application, proper evacuation, oil return on long/low suction lines, and the rack/case manufacturer's procedures. It's commercial refrigeration, not a residential split. R407C retrofit work. Follow the retrofit procedure for the system you're converting oil change to POE, charge adjustment, performance expectations. A retrofitted system is on R407C's PT data now. Tag and read accordingly. Treat POE oil like R410A, short open times, deep evacuation, fresh dryer, normal values and targets. Safety class ASHRAE 34, both A1. Lower toxicity, non-flammable. R407C, zeotropic blend. Large glide about 9 to 10 degrees, pressures close to R22. Common R22 retrofit/AC and medium temp use, PO oil. R404A, zeotropic blend, small glide low single digits, low temperature commercial refrigeration workhorse, PO oil. Very high GWP and phasing down in new equipment, charging, liquid only both, superheat against dew point, subcooling against bubble point critical on R407C. Minor spread on R404A. Targets. Cycle-based superheat/subcooling for the application. read against the correct saturation reference. Low-temp R404A applications have their own design superheat / subcooling targets per the equipment. Common faults and what they mean. R407C superheat / subcooling numbers way off. Almost always the glide reference, superheat read against bubble instead of dew or subcooling against dew instead of bubble. Reread with the correct point. Pressures / performance drift after repeated vapor top-offs. Fractionation. Composition shifted. Recover and weigh in fresh as liquid. Poor oil return on a low-temp R404A system. Long / cold suction lines and oil return issues. Check line sizing, traps, and that the system is designed for oil return at low temp. Wrong refrigerant selected. 407C vs 404 amps vs something else. Every saturation value and both glide points are wrong. Confirm what's in the system, especially on retrofitted equipment. R407C retrofit underperforming. Retrofit procedure not followed. Oil not changed to POE. Charge not adjusted. R407C is a near drop-in at best. Follow the documented steps. Tech tips and gotchas. R407C is the respect the glide poster child. It's about 9 to 10 degrees glide means mixing up bubble and dew throws your numbers off by most of the glide. Dew for superheat, bubble for subcooling. Burn it in. Learn glide discipline here and it carries to every blend. R404A small glide hides the blend behavior, but it's still a blend. Charge it as liquid. Don't get lazy and vapor charge just because the glide is small. Habits carry to high glide blends. Charge every blend as liquid, period. It costs nothing. Invert the cylinder meter into the low side and guarantees you never fraction it. Make it reflex. R404A is on the way out in new gear. Factor it into commercial repair vs replace. It's very high GWP means new low temp equipment is moving to lower GWP options. On a major failure, replacement may be the better long term call. Run the numbers with the customer. A retrofitted R22 system is now an R407C system. Tag it. Use R407C data, and remember the oil was or should have been changed to POE as part of the retrofit. Don't read it on the R22 scale. POE habits transfer. Moisture is the enemy on both. Seal it. Evacuate deep. Change the dryer. Safety / code notes. ASHRAE 34 classifies both R407C and R404A as A1. Recover per EPA 608. Venting is a violation. Technician certification applies. Never slug liquid into a running compressor meter blend liquid so it flashes. Never mix refrigerants in a cylinder fractionated / mixed cylinder can't be reclaimed. Use cylinders / equipment rated for the pressure class. R22 to R407C retrofits must follow the alternative refrigerant manufacturer's documented procedure, including oil and charge requirements. Converting outside the equipment listing / procedure is improper. R404A's high GWP is driving face-down rules in new commercial equipment. Service of existing systems continues under EPA 608.